It is impossible to know why a person takes his own life, but an examination of Mr. Epstein's last days by the New York Times, gathered from dozens of interviews with law enforcement officials, Bureau of Prisons employees, lawyers, and others, suggests that Mr. Epstein's death came after he started to realize the limits of his ability to deploy his wealth and privilege in the legal system. The people who describe their interactions with Mr. Epstein and the conditions in the jail almost all spoke only on condition of anonymity, in large part because Mr. Epstein's death is now the subject of at least two major federal inquiries into the failure to closely monitor such a high-profile prisoner. Mr. Epstein's lawyers have not responded to questions about his time at the jail or whether they believe that he was not properly monitored. After his suicide, they issued a short statement. "No one should die in jail," they said. Jeffrey Epstein feared life behind bars, according to people who knew him. A few years ago, on the second floor of his Upper East Side mansion, he had a mural painted that shows a photorealistic prison scene with barbed wire, correction offices, and a guard station. Mr. Epstein himself is portrayed in the middle, and he told a visitor earlier this year that he wanted the mural to remind him of what could await him if he was not careful. Mr. Epstein had successfully used his wealth to skirt punitive conditions in his 2008 brush with authorities in Florida. When his team of elite lawyers negotiated a much-criticized deal with federal prosecutors to allow him to plead guilty to state charges of soliciting a minor for prostitution. In return, Mr. Epstein was shielded from the federal sex trafficking charges. He served 13 months at the Palm Beach County Stockade and was allowed to leave custody and work out of an office 6 days a week. But this time was different. After Mr. Epstein was arrested on July 6th on a new federal indictment, he ended up in a cell in the special housing unit in the Metropolitan Correctional Center, a rust-colored fortress in Lower Manhattan, where many of the inmates are awaiting trial on federal charges. The jail has often held high-profile prisoners. Joaquin Guzman Larrera, the drug lord known as El Chapo, was housed there after two escapes from high-security Mexican prisons. Other inmates have included Bernard L. Madoff, who masterminded a multi-billion-dollar Ponzi scheme. It is notorious for miserable conditions, particularly in the higher security units. Mr. Guzman and the mob boss John Gotti, who were housed in the most secure wing, often complained, garnering little sympathy in response. The staffing problems at the jail are emblematic of a larger shortage of correctional officers in federal jails and prisons across the country.